Now let's look at an example of progressions across the levels. This slide shows most of the critical concepts for geometry and measurement at levels A through D. Let's highlight some progressions that could be emphasized as learners advance. Notice at level A, the focus is on composing two-dimensional shapes and understanding length measurements. These concepts are very general. When advancing to level B, learners still work with general shapes, but begin to categorize them. This builds on the general analysis from level A. They are now measuring length, whereas in level A, they simply understood the concept of length measurement. Measurement of time and liquid volume is also added for level B, and area is also introduced, but only for rectangles. Level C builds on level B by introducing angles and angle measurement. Learners expand on their work finding area of rectangles to now find area for quadrilaterals and triangles and volume of rectangular prisms built off mastery of area of a rectangle. Level D builds on the area and perimeter concepts, adding circles to the mix. It also expands the learner's basic understanding of angles from level C to working with how the angles in a triangle are related.